George Strait on WRCO FM in Richland Center. It is 9 degrees below zero at 7 o'clock. Time now for a news update. We'll share that with you coming up here, and then more regular features along the way. Today's news is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at joneschev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit joneschev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or joneschev.com.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump starts strong in the race for the Republican presidential nomination, winning the first in the nation caucuses last night in Iowa.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This has been some period of time, and most importantly, we want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all.
Ron DeSantis finished second, followed by Nikki Haley, who says she's taking her message to other states now.
The pundits will analyze the results from every angle. We get that. But when you look at how we're doing in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, and beyond.
Nikki Haley saying she has momentum. Much of the nation seeing dangerously cold weather. The AP's Donna Warder.
Meteorologist Mark Chenard of the National Weather Service says much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest are experiencing dangerous wind chills.
Minus 30, minus 40. Wind chills as low as zero all the way down in the portions of Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee.
Late Monday, more than 100,000 homes and businesses were without power, mostly in Oregon. At least four people in the Portland area died, two of them suspected of having hypothermia. And possible freezing rain in the area could mean it'll be much longer before power is restored. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. military just now saying that Navy SEALs seized missile parts and other weapons from a ship bound for Houthi rebels in a raid last week in the Arabian Sea. That was the raid that led to two of its commandos disappearing in high waves. To the Emmys now, Succession wins a third Best Drama Series award. The Bear is Best Comedy. Gas is $3.07 a gallon this morning, same as a week ago. This is AP News. More on the Emmys now with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
Succession and The Bear took the top honors at the Emmy Awards. Succession won Best Drama Series for a third time. Because the Hollywood strikes delayed the Emmys 4 months, The Bear won for Best Comedy Series for its first season, 8 days after it won the Golden Globe for its second season. Quinta Brunson's win for Lead Comedy Actress is the first time a black woman has won since Isabel Sanford in 1981. Kieran Culkin, who won Lead Dramatic Actor, says he really has been asking his wife about having a third child.
Instead of just talking to her in private like a human, I just blasted her on stage, which was very rude.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Rescuers evacuated tourists this morning from a remote skiing area in China, where dozens of avalanches triggered by heavy snow have trapped more than 1,000 people for a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
If you're looking for quality tools with a hometown touch, look no further than your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And here's a deal that's too good to pass up. Buy more and save with Milwaukee Tools. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and receive a whopping $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Don't miss out.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 3, partly cloudy and cold conditions. West winds at 10 to 20. A few clouds and bitter cold tonight, a low of 8 below zero. Wednesday, 12. Thursday, 11, with a 40% chance of flurries late at night. A high of 12 Friday. We're going to keep reading this morning. Plenty of sunshine Saturday and 12. 21 Sunday. Monday, 33. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 7 below, it is negative 9 on the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge this morning. As we say good luck to you, bundle up again this morning. You know the drill.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
To our late starts for Fenimore, Highland, Waseca, Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. In the Richland District, there is no AM early childhood and no Bethlehem Lutheran 4K and no AM 4K for the Ithaca District. Second Harvest food pickup in Boscobel is canceled, and Boscobel Bowl and Banquet will not be holding bingo today because of the extreme cold temperatures. Wind chills at times down around 15 to 16 below right now. We're at negative 9, the actual reading today.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been. Don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere any damn
am where I ain't. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me?
Morgan Wallen on WRCO. Today, Tuesday, quiz day. Well, my class isn't delayed 2 hours again today, but we'll see how I do and how you do against me a little bit later on.
Seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hug. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do. Cause I've been watching you.
Rodney Atkins on WRCO. Today is National Good Teen Day. It's National Nothing Day. Well, that'd be nice to do nothing, but we have to do something, right? We're going to bring home the kibble and bits. Today is Religious Freedom Day. It's Prohibition Remembrance Day. Printing Ink Day. Rid the World of Fad, Diet, and Gimmicks Day. It's Fig Newton Day. Oh, boy. Fig Newtons. There you go. International Hot and Spicy Food Day. And here you go, Hank. This is something he can celebrate today on his diet. It's National Quinoa Day.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
It's time for the roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Hank Bray.
The one and only.
Just sitting down in the nick of time, man.
Yeah. Are you busy? Everybody's busy.
Right?
You didn't have time to say good morning this morning or anything?
You didn't to me. You know, I'm in here all the time.
Well, you know,
nobody comes in and says, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Well, you can't do that when you're reading sports.
Oh, I suppose.
I mean, that is one thing that you don't mess up, Phil. You can mess them up anywhere else, but don't mess them up on the sports.
Oh, well, you can do it anytime. Doesn't bother me.
Oh, no. Well. How was your evening last night?
It was good. Yeah, a little chilly on the Willow Creek last night.
Well, it was chilly this morning. It was chilly.
The worst of it is, for me, and I don't mind going to games this time of year. I always say winter sports gets me through the winter, but leaving the gym is
horrible.
After, you know, a nice warm gym, you know, good game, and all of a sudden, oh, man.
And, the problem is you were in Ithaca last night, so your car didn't get warm until you got home.
No, didn't even get warm then. No. I need you to go along with me, though, Hank, at about end of the third quarter. Hank, go start my car.
It'd be something I would be good for.
The old Vibe doesn't have the remote start.
It doesn't.
No.
Maybe we should get you one.
Yeah,
make them.
I suppose they do.
Yeah, they make them.
Huh.
And I tell you what I'll do. I'll get you one for $2,000.
$2,000?
Yep.
You're swinging deals today.
Swinging something. So today is quiz day, Jonathan.
Quizzy poo. Yeah. All right.
How are you feeling about today?
I don't know. I've got a worksheet here.
Are you ready? All you got to do is circle it.
So you got true or false. I just have to circle the right one.
That's right.
Okay. My name.
Yep,
Do I get credit for that, too?
Well, you wouldn't get any credit if you didn't.
Okay. All right, 16th of January. All right, here we go.
Abraham Lincoln, Philip, had no middle name. True or false?
All right.
Okay. Germany drinks the most beer in the world per person.
Okay.
Number three, Ronald Reagan was a waiter during high school. Okay. Mm-hmm. The kids' bathroom on the Brady Bunch show didn't have a toilet.
That'd been kind of rough if that were the case. All those six kids.
Nemo.
Yeah.
Is a puffer fish.
All right.
I should have just left one word on there.
Yeah. I've been hitting the trues pretty hard.
There were no World Series in 1994. All right. You were very confident on that one.
Yeah. I think I know that one.
John Lennon's middle name was Edward.
All right.
Broccoli was once banned from the White House.
Banned from your house in Baskerville, isn't it?
No, I love broccoli.
Oh, you like broccoli?
I do.
Oh, okay.
What number are we on? Nine?
Yes, this is nine.
Japan has square watermelons.
All right.
Pinocchio was the first animated full-color Walt Disney feature film.
All right.
All right. In Star Wars franchise movies, the voice of Yoda was played by the same person who did the voices of Miss Piggy, Grover, and the Cookie Monster. All right. Number 12. Porcupines can float, Phil. You just wonder where I get these questions.
I do. I wonder what motivates you sometimes, you know?
Sometimes you just look at things like, okay, that'd be a good question. These have been combined for, I don't know, probably a couple months.
Really?
I just save them.
Random stuff.
Random stuff.
From the computer of Hank Bray.
You don't want to go in there.
No, I don't. I don't want to go in there. No.
All right, my man. Number one, Abraham Lincoln had no middle name. True or false?
I'd say that's true.
It is true. No, it is true.
Off and running.
Germany drinks the most beer in the world per person.
I'll say that's true.
No, it's false. The Czech does.
Oh, okay. All right.
Czech Republic. Ronald Reagan was a waiter during high school.
True.
No, it's false. He was a lifeguard.
Oh, jeez. Boy, that one's kind of... Because I know he had lots of jobs. He was a radio announcer.
Yes.
And used to recreate baseball games.
Yep. He was pretty good at it.
So he could crack the bat. Yep. And, oh, there's a hit, you know. And I've done that a time or two.
Yep.
Yep.
What, crack the bat? Or?
Well, recreated.
You've recreated a lot of stuff in here, my man.
Luckily, one time we were tape delayed on a ball game. And it was at the old Riverdale booth, and it was so windy that night it blew the shutters down, and they were pretty heavy, and you couldn't move them. You know, couldn't get them open because the wind was blowing so hard. So I had my head stick out the side window and trying to see. So we kind of recreated a touchdown because wouldn't you know, during that time, that's when somebody scored.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Oh, they got a touchdown. All right. What do we have?
The kids' bathroom on the Brady Bunch show didn't have a toilet.
I'll say true.
It is true.
Yep. No. Yep.
Nemo is a pufferfish.
That's true.
No, it's false.
Really?
He's a clownfish.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, man.
There were no World Series in 1994.
That's true.
It is true. Baseball players were on strike that year.
Yeah. I vowed I'd never go back, but,
yeah.
But I did.
Yep,
we did.
Number seven, John Lennon's middle name was Edward.
That's false.
What is his middle name?
Winston, after Winston Churchill, and then he changed it to Ono after his wife.
You know, I have a Winston. After
you have a dog.
Yeah, I have Winston. After Winston Churchill.
Is it after Winston Churchill?
And then his wife was Clementine, which is my other dog.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you were such a history buff.
Love history.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
I'm not as big into it like local history, like Mr. Theed is, because that man knows. He's a walking encyclopedia.
Yeah, right.
So, all right, broccoli was once banned from the White House.
Got to be true.
It is true. 1990, George H.W. Bush claimed broccoli would no longer be in the White House. Number nine, Japan has square watermelons.
Got to be true.
It is true.
Hard to roll them off the truck, I would imagine.
Pinocchio was first animated full-color Walt Disney feature film.
That's false.
What was it?
Cinderella, I think.
Snow White.
Or Snow White. Yeah, Snow White.
I meant Snow White.
And I was thinking Fantasia, I think, was back there maybe around that same, maybe a little before Pinocchio. But anyway.
In Star Wars franchise movies, the voice of Yoda was played by the same person who did the voices of Miss Piggy, Grover, and Cookie Monster.
I think you're on the wrong one. Unless I marked it wrong.
What number do you have, sir?
I have 10.
Pinocchio was 10.
What was 9?
Japan, square watermelons.
Oh, okay. Maybe I just didn't mark it. Okay. So the one on the Yoda one, I say that's true.
It is true.
Yep. Jim Henson, right?
No, the voices were performed
by Frank Oz.
Frank Oz.
Frank Oz.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Porcupines can float, Phil.
I will say that's false.
It's true.
Is it true?
Yes, I can.
Man.
How many did you get, my man? You did pretty well.
Not bad. One, two, three, four wrong. So
4 out of 12.
8 correct. How about that, baby? Not bad.
Keep you going.
I can still play sports tonight.
Yeah, you're still playing sports. Yeah.
Not a bad quiz.
June told me at one time, if you ever failed, make sure you still get to go play sports at night.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. Yes. That was a rough year during COVID when everything was shut down. And
yeah, how did she handle that?
Be like, don't you have somewhere to go tonight? No, I really don't.
Yeah, what?
Oh, boy.
Please?
Yeah, it's tough when she's cleaning. I got to move my feet, you know. And
That's tough for you. It is.
Yeah. So, well, anyway.
There you go.
Where are you at tonight?
Oh, where am I at tonight? I'm in the big town of Waseca.
All right.
Yeah. Ithaca's at Waseca tonight.
A boys basketball game tonight?
Boys basketball game tonight.
All right.
Now Ithaca's going, God, I'm not going to go watch that.
I'm here in town tonight.
Yeah, so you're in town. You're staying local.
Not too far to go, so I like that on a night like this.
So be the people that are traveling from Ithaca to well, so you could be careful on the roads.
Right.
I mean,
those, especially the side roads.
I tell you what.
No picnic.
They're not fun right now at all.
No. So even my little trail yesterday, me and the Vibe were daintily going along. We always seem to draw a crowd of trucks behind us.
That's always nice. They're always pushing you along.
Yeah, they're pushing me along.
Giving you some applause.
I'll put it in neutral. You guys can just push me.
Yeah. Honking at you every once in a while. Waving at you.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes. Yeah, they're waving something at you.
Yeah, they are.
But anyway, so you're in town. I'm in Waseca.
Yeah.
Where's Joanne at? What's Joanne doing?
I think she's in Bloom City.
She's in Bloom City. Yeah. She's got that place covered.
Yeah, she's got it covered tonight. Oh, wait a minute. Nope.
She's not even paying attention.
Probably has a meeting somewhere.
She needs to go to meetings. Keeps her out of trouble.
Yep.
Buddy, thank you very much. Have a good day. And everybody be kind, buddy.
That's Hank Bray.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Some notes from this day in history in 1964, the musical Hello, Dolly! Hello, Dolly! Starring Carol Channing opened on Broadway. 1973, the last episode of Bonanza aired on NBC. The live album Frampton Comes Alive by Peter Frampton was released in 1976. And it was in 1991 when the White House announced the start of Operation Desert Storm to drive Iraqi forces out of Kuwait. That occurred in 1991. Allied forces prevailed on February 28th of 1991. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School today to Natalie Ewing Warner. Happy birthday, Natalie. Wishes to Delaney Imhoff. Happy sweet 16 to a sweet girl from Great Grandma Jean. And also to Delaney Imhoff. Happy sweet 16, baby girl. Love you so much from Grandpa Ron and Grandma Kim. To Abigail Phillips Durst from Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita. Have an awesome birthday today. Also to Abigail Rose from Lori and the Guys. They want to say happy birthday to Kristen Joseph as well. To Abigail Durst and Kristen Joseph from Uncle Butchie and Aunt Margaret, have a great birthday. Happy birthday wishes to Natalie Ewing Warner from Dad, Mom, and Gavin. To Billy Strike from Lori and the Guys. We have a wish for Gene Fox from Five Points Lutheran Church and Evelyn Faulkner from Five Points Lutheran Church. Greetings as well on the 16th of January from the United Methodist Church to Cheryl Stanley. Happy birthday from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Susan Legal, Mary Beth Behrens, to Tony Hess, Dan Willis, Steve Muller, and Jerry Shadowwild, all celebrating today. Happy birthday wishes to Dan Willis with love from Sue and Merriman today. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today with wishes for Barbara Bierce, James Everson, and Ashley Franklin. The RC Lions with wishes for Rita Sobranek and the Bloom City Town Crier today salutes Aria Dillman. And happy anniversary to Vern and Gloria Geischert. That's a look at special events in the area today.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Well, I remember back in the day, it was always a cold ride on the old Farmall Super C on a morning like this. You know, you'd kind of freeze down to the metal seat, unless I'd be, thinking forward and putting a gunny sack on there to warm it up. Boy, it was a lot warmer with a gunny sack, I can tell you that. 9 on the minus side today here at WRCO Radio. We have a happy birthday wish to Mark Ronghalt, who celebrates today. Best wishes, Mark, from Mom, Dad, and all the family. They'll be lining up to spank him today for his birthday, number of birthday candles. And to Mark Trebus from all the Ronghalts, Mark and Mark, celebrating today. Best wishes. Here's one for our anniversary couples from Charlie Pride.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime in any place. Every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song.
that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
7:40 here at WRCO Radio. We want to say happy birthday to Dan Willis once again. This goes out to my son-in-law from Sally Shannon. Hoping Dan is behaving himself and acting his age today. We'll see. Haven't had any wild reports yet from that way. 9 below 0 here in Richland Center. This is Dan and Shay.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing like you. Shades on spinning in the summer rain. Strings. You're a light in the dark and you're stealing my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing like you.
School situation has not changed since early today. Joanne will run down that list again in just a little bit. Celebrity birthdays, we heard from him earlier today. Country singer Ronnie Millsap turns 81 today. Country singer Jim Stafford is 80. Dr. Laura Schlesinger, radio host, is 77 as well. And actress-dancer Debbie Allen turns 74 on the 16th of January. This is Phil Nee, and I wish you the best. Thank you for joining us. I'll check sports next hour, a look back at high school events last night, and a look ahead at tonight. And also our trivia question of the day will be next hour, right here on the radio.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 9 degrees below zero at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. A wind chill advisory is in effect through 9 Wednesday for wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below zero. Partly cloudy and cold today, a high of 3. A few clouds and bitter cold tonight with a low of 8 below. Currently in Richland Center, it is 9 degrees below zero.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. With the ongoing cold temperatures, we do have some school-related announcements. Area schools have two-hour delays. They include Fenimore, Highland, Wauzekastubin, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary's and Eagle, no AM early childhood, and no Bethlehem 4K. The Ithaca School, and that includes no AM 4K. Also with a two-hour delay, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. Also, Second Harvest food pickup in Boscobel today is canceled, and Boscobel Bowl and Banquet will not be holding bingo today. Dangerously cold temperatures are affecting much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest, with wind chills below minus 30 degrees being recorded in many parts of the central U.S. More than 85,000 U.S. homes and businesses were without power early today, the bulk of them in Oregon after widespread outages that started Saturday. Classes were canceled today for students in Portland and other major cities, including Chicago, Denver, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, across New England, and in the Washington, D.C. region. The storms and frigid temperatures affected everything from air travel to NFL playoff games to Iowa's presidential caucuses and were also the cause of several deaths around the country. Cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are rising in Wisconsin at the same time vaccination numbers are down. Boston University's Dr. Monica Wang says health experts need to counter misinformation online.
We as researchers can do a better job about communicating our science, and that means we start communicating our results and our processes in language that's easy and accessible for everyday people to understand.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum says vaccination rates for school children are up, but are still well below pre-pandemic levels. The Richland School Board of Education voted last week to move forward with an operational and capital improvement referendum following a community survey performed by the Morris Leatherman Company was held in December. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board says that these referenda follow two previous referendums, which were passed.
The Richland School District, when they went to referendum in 2016, they had a small recurring referendum, just under $475,000, I believe is what it was. And I know that it may not seem small to the normal person, but when you're talking a $25, $30 million budget, you know, it certainly isn't a large amount. That was particularly for technology, as well as a little over $8 million referendum to upgrade safety and security in our buildings. And so that's what that money was used for in 2016. The debt on that particular loan, that $8 million loan, was not scheduled to have any principal paid off until the 25-26 school year. And so the first 11 years of that loan were structured in a way that no principal was being paid off. We were literally making $225,000 payments every year towards interest only. And so when 2020 came along, the school district was right in the middle of declining enrollment. There's about an 11-year phase out as our higher number classes, as they were filtering through the system and eventually graduating, we were replacing them with lower numbered classes. And again, this doesn't have anything to do with open enrollment enrollment in or out. This is truly school-age children living in our district. The number of students under age 18 living in the Richland School District. As we were right in the middle of this decline in enrollment, we saw that we had a big need financially just to be able to maintain the programming that we were doing. And so the voters in the community were gracious enough to pass a $1.25 million recurring referendum in 2020. And that allowed us to continue from 2020 until current state to maintain our programming without having to make significant cuts.
The district has been diligent paying the debt to the district back to the benefit the taxpayers.
The district started to do a strategy, what's called defeasance, and we started to prepay some of the debt. I mentioned we were making interest-only payments and scheduled to make interest-only payments through 25-26. We started making principal payments on that loan in 2021, and that has allowed us to prepay about half of that debt before we were scheduled to make a penny of principal payment on it. It also allowed us to stabilize the mill rate at $9.12 per thousand on average for property owners in the school district. By doing so, this defeasance has allowed us to go back to referendum and be able to do an operational referendum without any additional tax increase to the public.
With certain funds soon becoming unavailable, it's important to the school district to create a referendum that will hopefully be passed.
The $1.25 million in recurring referendum money that we said was a Band-Aid, this is the last year that that will prove to be financially solvent for us. We will be facing a deficit next year as ESSER money has reached that financial cliff and that will be falling off, and we will be forced to make changes in our programming and in the number of people that we have if we don't pass an operational referendum.
The new referendum is not meant to be a temporary fix.
I approached our board about a year ago that I really wanted a referendum if we were going to go to it. I wanted it to not be a Band-Aid. I wanted it to be about people, property, and programming. I wanted it to be about the people that work for our district, paying them competitive wages. And it doesn't have to necessarily be higher than the factories or any of that stuff, but we do have to stop losing employees to neighboring districts and to the private sector simply because we're $1.50 per hour less than what they can make in doing those jobs. We do have to make sure that we compensate people accordingly. This operational referendum would be in the amount of $2.5 million. With that, the second part of it was a capital improvement project. Because the 2020 referendums and 2021 referendums failed, the district is still facing deferred maintenance needs. We simply have not had the money out of budget to pay for it. And this is a problem that happens throughout all of Wisconsin, the way public schools are funded and the way that the state revenue system works. And so when school districts have deferred maintenance, unfortunately, they have to go to referendum.
District Administrator Steve Board has been directed by the Board of Education to move forward with the authorization of the two legal referendum questions for voters to decide. The school board will vote at its next meeting, Monday, January 22nd, whether to move forward with the questions.
And that's when it will be officially placed on the April ballot. All school districts, all municipalities have until January 24th to make that final decision. We have a board meeting on the 22nd, so that's when we will make that decision. Once that happens, then it will be on the April 2nd spring election ballot, and there will essentially be two questions that voters will vote yes or no for. The first question will be, do you support increasing the revenue limit by $2.3 million in the first year, $2.4, $2.5, $2.6, and $27.28? The second question on the ballot will be the $27,160,000 capital improvement project, specifically for safety and security, ADA compliance, tech ed upgrades at the RCHS, air conditioning at the buildings where needed, air conditioning and energy efficiency savings, roofing, parking lots, upgrades, auditorium upgrades, and general deferred maintenance.
The results of the community survey presentation by Morris Leatherman can be viewed on the Richland School District YouTube page. Wisconsin economists say aging workers are among the reasons for a decreasing workforce. The pandemic may have worsened Wisconsin's workforce issues, but the labor force has been on a steady decline since its peak in the 90s. Experts say that employees 55 and older in 2000 was 18% or less throughout most counties in the state. Now that percentage has increased to roughly 25% in many counties. Experts say these problems may be felt even more in the coming years, noting that manufacturing has the most employees, 55 and older, with 133,000 workers. Healthcare and social assistance, retail trade, and educational services are also facing similar issues. Potential sites for a Madison Amtrak station are being narrowed down. The City of Madison is deciding whether the 3,200 square foot station should be in its downtown area near the Madison Public Market or at the site of the old Oscar Mayer factory. A study on where to place the station recommended that it not be put on UW-Madison's campus near the airport or on the city's east side. The studies add that necessities for the site would include equitable access, ridership potential, rail operations, land use and development, and multimodal connectivity. The station is projected to be built and operational between 2028 and 2031. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages property owners to watch for woodpecker damage to their ash trees this winter. If damage is found, property owners should make plans to take action in the spring. Woodpecker damage, often called flecking, happens when birds peck away some of a tree's bark to access the larvae underneath. Flecking is a common early sign that an ash tree might be infested with emerald ash borer, an invasive insect. EAB is the most damaging threat to Wisconsin trees, killing more than 99% of the untreated ash trees it infests. In 2023, EAB was found in three additional northern counties of Wisconsin and is now known to be present in 69 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. It is a common insect in the southern half of the state, and woodpecker damage to ash trees is already widespread. EAB infestations are currently uncommon in most parts of northern Wisconsin, and woodpecker damage will be less abundant. Landowners who spot woodpecker damage in their woodlot ash trees are encouraged to consult a DNR or consulting forester for management advice. Property owners who detect an EAB infestation in its early stages, often by looking for woodpecker damage, can take steps to protect their high-value ash trees by treating them with insecticide between mid-April and mid-May. Insecticide treatments are seldom practical or economical for woodlot ash trees. Insecticide treatment for valuable ash trees is more likely to succeed if the trees have low or moderate levels of woodpecker damage. Now is a good time to make plans for insecticide protection this spring. Treatments are worth considering statewide. The highest risk of infestation is in communities already known to be infested or within 15 miles of a known infestation. More information on EAB protection can be found in the Wisconsin EAB website.
Hello friends, it's Ellie from Chet's. We are excited to be a supplier for Next Level Super Premium Dog Food. We have a variety of dog food fit for every dog's nutritional needs. Stop down today and let us share with you the benefits of Next Level Dog Food. And as always, you're looking good today.
Today is Tuesday, January 16th. David J. Meixelsperger, 80 of Plain, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 2 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Wednesday from noon until the time of mass at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for David J. Meixelsperger, 80 of Plain. Lester Baker, 93 of Arena, died last Tuesday after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Bosque Belle Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Bosque Belle Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Belle is assisting the family of Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Bosque Belle. Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. No formal services will be held. Memorials may be made to Harvest Guest Home, St. Croix Hospice, or charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marion M. Perry,